right, the next exercise, we combine three things together. Walking meditation combined with the listening to the sound and practice breathing. We have a totally three different kinds of breathing exercise. Actually, if we have time, we should do it one by one. For example, the basic one is sitting, like we just did. That means, okay, we just observe and follow the natural breathing. And the second one, we have a little bit control on that. That means the one we do at noontime, the relaxation, screening, and healing. And third one, the one we practice now, totally use our mind, control our breathing. All right? So this is supposed to be the last one. Because we have no time, so that's why okay, we combine all three the same time every day. But if we have time, it's supposed to be 1 week for each one, all right? So this one, we will do controlling. That means, okay, we use our mind to control our breathing, to regulate it as we want. This is very important exercise, especially for the people with the big belly. Okay, the one with the big belly, the one usually have a delayed dinner after 6 p.m. The one usually stay late after 10:30 p.m., not go to bed, etc. Because as I told you, the number one leading death in America right now is the colon cancer and the lung cancer. That two link together at the pair, because in the oriental medicine, the lung and the lock and statin is a pair working hand in hand. And we will learn later on about the relationship of that. That's why, okay, now we have to learn the breathing exercise to help to resolve that problem. So normally, we breathe very narrow on the top, breathing in our lung only. Because of the new science, now they think that the lung is the one to carry the oxygen and do the chain between the carbon dioxide with the oxygen. And then the oxygen okay, get into your red blood cell to moving through your circulation in the blood. But actually, that's not right and that's not complete. So that's why we had a wrong way of the breathing. Remember, when we first come in line, we cannot breathe by ourselves. So we had to breathe with the assistance of our mom, right? Through the placenta, through the umbilical cord. So that means it's here. And even though now the new science, the new healthcare still consider the abdominal, the umbilical cord, that is the energy complex, see? But I don't know why, okay, they think that the gas just exchange in the lung only. So when we out of the mother womb, at the first few years to about 7 years old something, we still breathing by our abdominal. But later on, when we exposed to light, and then we be attacked to external, and then the more we attack, the more we outward, and the more pressure we have, and then it comes narrower, so it's going up, and at the end of life, it's totally up here, right? It's totally up here, so we just very short breathing at the near death. So now we have to go back here, okay? We have to go back here. The problem when we go upward and then we think about the breathing in more than breathing out. That's why, okay, we bring it in more than, okay, we get it out. Think about our house, our office, and our temple. At first, it's very open, very clean, right? Very organized. The longer we live, the more stuff we bring it in. So bring it in very easy, but get it out very difficult. So the same thing in this house. get it in very easy, but get it out very difficult. So that's why we have that habit. And then, okay, tonight we were talking about the number three law, and we will understand more why that happened. So now we concentrate on the out breathing, not in breathing. Okay, in breathing is automatically we do opposite. So now we have to do it correctly. Concentrate on the out breathing, not the in breathing. And concentrate on our lower abdominal area. All right, concentrate on the lower abdominal area. The principle again come back to the natural law, because everything in this universe be formed, be regulated by the law of attraction. Basically, what is the law of attraction? What is the same? It pull together, it come together. What is different? It pushing away. All right? So two of that have to balance together. So if we do like regular breathing, we concentrate on breathing in, when our lower abdominal very compressed, very full, very dirty. And when we do breathing by our lung very narrow, okay, we cannot have a deep breathing. The air at the bottom of our lung still gets stuck there, all right? And the air at our lower abdominal gets stuck there. So that's why, okay, the more we do the lung breathing, the more air gets stuck in the bottom of the lung and the bottom of our abdominal area. And the more it sustains in there, the more nasty, dirty gas and dirty substance be created. We will learn about that later on. But and then when it be compressed, it will slow down and be dirty. The same air when we suck it in, even though we try to compress, we try to breathe in. And the more we try, the more it extends out. It's going out. Why? Because remember, when we hit to the floor or to the wall, when we create one fault to that, the other fault will go backward, right? The more we apply, the more the return fault. The same thing when you hit the floor, the more fault you apply down, okay, the return, the opposite fault, okay, will go back to your feet or your hand. So the same thing in here, the more force you try to compress for the breathing in, but it's so full in here, so it can be pushed out. So it makes damage your body, your lung, and also waste your energy, but you don't get much energy or the air coming in. And also, whatever the new air can get it in by the law of extraction, very stuck, very dirty, very compressed in here, right? Very stressful in here. So it will get the negative energy and the negative air outside in more than the positive one. You see? So that is no good. Now we have to do opposite. We have to concentrate on the breathing out, especially who have a big belly. You have to compress it as much as possible. When you compress your lower abdominal wall, it will expel the gas, right? It expels the gas down here out first. So when it expels the dirty gas, the compressed, the stuck gas down here, and then when the abdominal wall be compressed in, it will push up your diaphragm, right? It will push up your diaphragm. And the diaphragm be pushed up, it will compress the bottom of your lung. So and then it will push on the negative gas, be compressed and be stuck at the bottom of your lung out. So when you do the belly breathing like that and concentrate on the exhaler, on the outgoing, so it will empty the bottom, it will empty the top, it will release on the negative gas below, release on the negative gas above, you see? And after that, it becomes the vacuum in here. You just release it automatically. It will suck it in. So the same air out there, But now it's so empty in here. It's so free in here. It's so clean in here. It will suck it in the new fresh energy and the air. You see? So that is the principle of that. So it treats at the same time the colon cancer and the lung cancer are the problem of the lower and the above. So that is the first thing we need to apply. And from the lower belly breathing, we will learn slowly the out-breathing has been longer than in-breathing. That means the exhaling, okay, longer than the inhaling, right? To the level of the exhale time has been double or more than double for the inhale, all right? So that is the goal. Secondly, we will learn how to listen to the sound, especially the sound of the bell. You will hear the sound of the bell. So you hear that. At first, you hear it loud, right? So after that, it becomes softer and softer and softer. That means the sound wave, if we can convert that into the image, like you drop something on the surface of the water, you see the circle, right? From the small become bigger and become bigger. And if you look aside of that, you will see the wave, it higher and then it lower and it lower and it lower, right? Because when the circle small, the wave will be higher. When the circle becomes bigger, the wave becomes lower, smaller. That is the compensation or the balance is ordered. So, the same thing. Every sound in the universe, it follows this principle. Okay, doesn't matter the horn when you hear on the car on the freeway, when you drop something on the floor, you see, when you hit the wall, whatever the sound, the nature of the sound, the same principle, okay? So it become high and become lower, lower, and softer. Because the longer it move, the farther it go, and the softer and the lower it will be. Why when we hear the sound of the bell, we feel very comfort and very relaxed, right? But when we hear the sound of the horn, out in the freeway, we get mad, we get angry. When we hear the sound of the door we slam, we angry, we upset. You see? If we learn how to apply this in life, because rarely you can have an opportunity to listen to the sound of the bell, right? But you will listen to other sound much, much more than the sound of the bell. So how can we learn and apply that in life? That is the art of living or the art of listening. When we hear the sound, we're breathing out, right? The more we're breathing out, the more we get rid, the more we release of the stress, the gas, the toxic gas, everything in our body out, right? So you see, the more we're breathing out, the more we feel relieved and relaxed. That means if we combine that with the sound of the bell or any sound, so the muscle, the blood vessel and the nerve, it will follow that direction of the wave sound. So it will relax, dilate, dilate, relax, relax. So not only the body, the physical body, but the mind, okay, will have the same effect. So that means it go the same direction. See, go the same direction with the wave sound. On the other hand, when you hear the sound of the horn on the freeway or the door slam, you react, right? You get mad. That means you go opposite direction. When you go the same direction, for example, if your car die, okay? You can have some other car get to tow you, right? Or if you go the same direction, if you can crash, you can touch, okay, what we call the accident, the crashing or the touching become minimal, right? So the damage will become the minimum. On the other hand, when you go opposite direction, if your car die, you cannot get help from the other car with the opposite direction. If you crash it, you touch it, right? The touching, right? The crash will be maximum. You see? So that's why now whenever we hear the sound, we rather than, okay, just let's go, just breathing out, we will feel very relaxed. Because the nature of the sound is the same thing. And then we don't know how to apply that. Instead of go the same direction, follow that, we will be very relaxed, very comfort. But if we go opposite, we will be very upset, very angry, and very tired. All right, so we will learn to listen to the sound, especially now the sound of the bell. Whenever we hear it, we start the breathing out. All right, we start the breathing out. Every 7 step, you will hear one sound of the bell to remind you, to bring your mind, your attention back to your body, back to your belly, fully 100%. Because normally in life, our mind have a tendency to wandering away too often, right? So now this is help us, okay, whenever you hear the sound, okay, we bring it back, body and mind together 100%. And concentrate at the lower abdominal area. Concentrate on the out breathing. Alright? And then at first, we can breathing out 4 steps. And the last 3 steps, we're breathing in. Remember, breathing in automatically. Because at that level, it will be all vacuum air in there. After we get used to, we can increase the time of the out breathing to 5 steps, right? The first 5 steps and the last 2 steps will be breathing in. So now the out going is more than double with the in coming. All right? So concentrate on the belly, concentrate on the out breathing, concentrate on the listening to the sound of the bell and start breathing out. Observe touching of your feet to the floor, all right? And tomorrow we will have more opportunity to learn, work on your bare foot out there. But today, we just remember 3 things. First, body, the breathing, and the mind. Remember 3 levels together, that is number 3 law. And then concentrate on the belly, all right? Concentrate on the out breathing and concentrate on the step. Concentration at the middle of the body. This is the middle way too, okay? In the middle in our body. You can go up here to listen to the sound. You can go down there to observe the touching of your feet on the floor. But and then slowly your awareness will be spread out evenly everywhere, right? The wind blown through, you can feel on your arm, on your neck, right? And you can hear the sound of the bell, you can hear the sound out there, but your concentration still inward, still concentrate at the lower abdominal wall. That is the anchor. Okay, that is the main point. So rebalance your body. Alright? Alright, so now we can line up over here and then we start to do this exercise.